If you want to go to
Love
heaven when
radio.
You die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, love your neighbor as yourself. Hold your Bible in your hand. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, let's step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step into heaven when you die. Step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step into heaven when you die. Step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, love your neighbor as yourself. Hold your Bible in your hand. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step, step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step, step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step, step by step into heaven when you die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and Television Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Gikuru coming away with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. Good to be with you again as we move into the final quarters of the year, getting ready to move into 2021. So much is going on. Even though the epidemic is there, everybody is still moving around. People are voting. People are talking politics. And there's so much unrest all around the world. A lot of countries are in trouble, and there's so much protest and fighting and killing and all kind of things. But God laid in my heart to share with us that love is the answer. The love of God is the answer to all these problems. Holy Spirit, bless your people. Speak to your people today. Let them hear your word that came from heaven to bless mankind. Yes, let your word go forth and minister salvation to the lost, healing to the sick, deliverance to the oppressed. Yes, liberation to those that are bound. Yes, Lord, have your way down and bless your people through your word today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're talking about love your neighbor. And Jesus made this statement in Luke Gospel chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. St. Luke Gospel chapter 10, verses 25 through 37 is the story of the Good Samaritan who was traveling, and he met a man on the way. A man was traveling from Jericho, Samaria, and he was beaten by armed robbers and was left for dead. He wounded him and knocked him out and put him by the roadside, thinking he was dead. But something happened in St. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 37, that is our lesson today. The love of God is the answer to all the problems we have today. If we love our neighbor as ourselves, we will have a good world. If we love people as we love ourselves, we will have a world of peace and joy and happiness. In James chapter 4, it says, from whence cometh wars some fighting, some killing, some destruction of life and property. It is coming from selfishness and greed. You want to own it all. One person wants to have everything to himself, and then every other person is suffering. It is the reason we have war and infighting and shooting and killing. Look at James chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. People, when comes war amongst you, because you are greedy, you are selfish, you want everything for yourself, and so people are fighting, and there is hatred all over, and there's no love anymore. This is not the spirit of God. God is love. That's what the scripture says in 1 John chapter 4. It says, God is love. And he that loveth not is not of God. Love is the answer for the world today. We love each other and love everyone, and there is love. We will not be thinking about color. We will not be thinking about racism. We will not be thinking about who is black, who is white. We will not be thinking about who is educated, who is not educated. There will not be tribalism. This is not for my tribe. This is not for my place. I don't need it. See, where there is love, there is perfect love, and fear is gone. May God give us love today. Jesus came to demonstrate love to us. For God so loved the world that he gave. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for you and I to be saved. For God so loved. God is love, and he so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for the whole world to be saved, was crucified, suffered, he laid his life down, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, and by his stripes we are healed. Jesus even loved us even while we were yet sinners. We didn't merit it, but he gave it to us. That's why the scripture says, how shall you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation, such a great sacrifice on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago? How will you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation that was provided for you? The worst thing you can do to yourself, get Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And when you refuse to be a Christian, you refuse to give your life to Jesus, you refuse to be born again, you refuse to live a holy life, then you are rejecting Jesus. How can you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation? So great salvation. And so this man was left for dying on Jericho Road. He saw me bleeding and dying on Jericho Road. Pouring the oil and the wine. He pouring the oil and the wine. The kind that restored my soul. He saw me bleeding and dying on Jericho Road, and he poured in the oil and the wine. He poured in the oil and the wine. He kind of restored my soul. Saw me bleeding and dying on Jericho Road, and he poured in the oil and the wine. Jesus is the Good Samaritan. But the Good Samaritan story, we got to learn a lot from it. Why this man laid helpless on Jericho Road? The Levite came with his big Bible on his chest. the Levite, he saw the man dying by the roadside, and he pretended not to have seen the man. I think he didn't see anybody by the roadside dying, bleeding and dying for that matter. He saw me bleeding and dying on Jericho Road, and he put in the oil and the wine. The Levite is a servant of God, supposed to be a worker in the church. And he didn't care what was happening to that man by the roadside. And that's what it is today. And then the priest came, Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 37, St. Luke Gospel chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. The priest, he said, now came with his Bible, with his big Bible on his chest. He also passed the man dying on the road and pretended also not to be seeing the man, and then he passed. The man is bleeding and dying by the roadside, but the high priest, the priest himself, also pretended not to have seen him. And then he passed the other side of the road. See, this is what is happening today. People don't care. They don't care about each other. You know, God is not like that. God is love. And as they pass by, the Bible says, the Samaritans are not usually, you know, people you will look upon as Christians or very, very good and kind people per se. You may not see them that way. But guess what? On this particular occasion, God made a Samaritan to pass by. And he was passing by on the horseback. He stopped and saw the man bleeding and dying on Jericho Road. And he came down from his house, and he was very concerned that this man was bleeding and left dead. And he really was compassionate. And he took this dying man, put him on his horse, took him to an inn, made sure he was cared for, he was treated, have him to eat food and put on clothes, and he was even responsible for all the expenses that was done. See, Jesus said, this is my neighbor. This is my friend. This is the good Samaritan. Of course, that is who Jesus is. He came to demonstrate who he is, the caring Jesus, the loving Jesus, the kind Jesus. That's who he is. And we on earth should be like that too. Oh, yes, that's what the world should be. The world is filled of hatred and malice and confusion and killing and destruction of life and property today because there is no law. I pray today that God will restore law, the first law, the love of God, the agape law, the sacrificial law. If you see your brother standing by the way with a heavy load from sitting stone, you gotta show little kindness, tiny light for everyone to see. You gotta show little kindness, narrow-minded people. If you see your sister standing by the road with a heavenly load from city stone, if you see your brother standing by the way with a heavenly load from city stone, you gotta show little kindness, shiny light for everyone to see. You gotta show little kindness, In every wild thing, narrow-minded people, narrow-minded thing. Show a little kindness. Show a little kindness to that homeless boy, to that homeless man, to that hungry beggar, to that naked people. Jesus said on the last day, I will say to some people, you saw me in the prison and you helped me. You saw me in the hospital and you were concerned. You saw me dying. And if dead people, did I see you anytime, Jesus? And he said, it is because you did it to these people in the street corner, by the roadside, to that homeless person, to that one in the prison, to that one in the hospital. You have shown love and kindness. Welcome to the kingdom of God. That's Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. Jesus said, on the last day, I will say to some, you wicked people, I know you not, wicked generation, unkind, non-loving, and the hatred, and malice, and greed, and selfishness. That is what is killing the whole world today. It's about one person putting so much money in the bank, and he's not even caring what happens to the next person. They will see beggars on the road, they are not concerned. They will see sick people on the street, they are not concerned. They see homeless people, they are not concerned. All they are concerned is how to hit millions and billions and trillions and put them in the bank and lock them up. And then you come to the public, you want to be able to say, I am a billionaire. I am a trillionaire. I am a millionaire. Who cares? You're going to die and leave those things and go to hellfire if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, be born again and be saved and be filled with the Holy Spirit and live for Jesus and live for Christ. Then you are going to perish with your wealth and your riches. Are you going to go with the aeroplane? Somebody said, when I die, bury my car with me. And then everybody agreed. When the mighty president in one of the countries, when he died, they dug the grave and they put the car inside the grave and they buried him with his car. Is he going to ride the car now? No, that car is buried there. Nobody is going to use it. Foolishness, stupidity. See, you came into this world naked, you are leaving this world naked. You are not going from this earth with a dime. You are not leaving this earth with a dime. No, there's nothing like that. You came into the Apostle Paul said, naked I came, and naked shall I go. What else? I pity people. Hey, I'm a trillionaire. I'm a billionaire. I'm a billionaire. Who cares? What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Christ in you is the hope of glory. Don't spend your life heaping wealth and riches and monies and wealth and keep them in the bank and keep them here and there until you die and leave them behind. Jesus says, don't lay your treasures on earth, where rats and thieves and robbers, they go and loot and carry them away. But lay your treasures in heaven. How do you lay your treasure in heaven? By helping the poor and the needy and those that are oppressed and the sick, the less privileged, charity and kindness and love. That is what it's all about. For God so loved that he gave. For God so loved you, love the whole world as he gave. Why don't you be like God? God is a giver. He gives you water, light, food, everything is there for you. Why can't you help your neighbor, help your friends, help people? You saw a man dying on Jericho Road. and you left him for dead. You carry your big Bible on your chest as a Levite, as a priest, and you walk past, pretending not to see what was going on. And that is what it is today. Everybody is pretending not to see the need, pretending not to see the poor, pretending not to see those that are in need. And they are just going, and they think they are going scot-free. No. It is appointed unto man once to die after that judgment. You're going to stand before God, and books shall be opened. Whose name was not found in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. And you practice wickedness every day, and you think you are going free. No, you are not going free. You need to change your heart today. God is a loving God. He wants to say, love your neighbor as yourself. Love everybody. It is not to love color. Oh, these are white people. I love white person because I am a white. These are black people. I love black people because I am black. That's not what God is talking about. Jesus loved everyone and died for everyone. He never practiced racism or tribalism or sectionalism or, color discrimination. And in heaven, there is no color. Oh, yes, in heaven, there's no black people and white people. In heaven, everyone is the same. God made us in his image and his likeness. He made us to be like him. We are like him. Why will you use color to determine who you want to love? And you go around killing people all because they are black or they are white or they are red. No! That is judgment of God is coming on you if you do that. You got to love everyone as you love yourself. Luke Gospel of the 10, verse 25 to 37. Jesus was doing good wherever he went. Wherever Jesus went, he fed the hungry. On one occasion, Jesus fed 4,000 people. On another occasion, Jesus fed 5,000 people. He cared about them. To the naked, he gave them clothes. To the hungry, he gave them food. So the sick minister healing to them. That's who we should be like. How dare you be like the devil? The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give life, and life more abundant. You go to any part of the world, and you see they are killing and stealing and destroying. Know that they are satanic. They are doing the work of Satan, the work of the devil, killing, and destruction. John 10:10. How can you be destroying life and property and stealing and looting? All in the name of protest. Protest is protest. Brother Martin Luther King, bless that God, bless that man and his family, even though he's going to be with the Lord. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a man who carried out protests without fighting, without shooting, without killing anybody, he was just protesting for human rights, for the good of the society. He never stole, he doesn't loot, doesn't break into homes, break into stores, break into Walmart and steal things and run away. No, those are thieves. Those are the satanic agents, demons. They came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundant. What is good for the deed is good for the gather. Equality before God. We are all equal before God. Oh, yes. There is no need to prepare this person, this person, this other people. No. God sees us as the same people. Release the rain we fall on everyone the sun shines on everyone. That's what it is. God has never preferred one color above the other. God has never preferred one person above the other. God treats people equally. He loves everybody. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He didn't just like some people. He didn't just like one or two people. He loved everybody. That's what it should be. And whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Yes, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. Be not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that's what you reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap eternal life. How dare you so bad? You do bad, you do evil all over the world. You are practicing evil, practicing witchcraft, killing people. And you say you are going to heaven? No, you are not going there. Yes. The kingdom of God is meant for a people who love. It's about love over the air. God is love. And he that loveth not is not of God. You haven't loved the people you are seeing with your eyes. And then you say you love God. That's not true. That's not true. I've had people say things like that before. You say, I love God. Yes. If you don't love God, how about the people around you in this world? You see every day, you drive around, you move around, and you see people, you haven't loved human beings. You haven't loved human beings. You know, and then you say you love God. There's nothing like that. It is as you love the human beings around you, love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Jesus says. That is the true religion. That is the true love. That is the agape love, sacrificial love, where you love without expecting. You love anyway. You just let it go. That is the answer to the world's problems today. Politicians are out there sticking their belly. Oh, yes, liars. And thieves and rogues, arm robbers, drug pushers. They are all politicians over there now looking for positions. You want to amass wealth again. Amass wealth and keep them. Keep them in the box. And then other people are suffering all over the world. They don't even care. They don't care. When they die, all this wealth is gone. And on the last day, what are you going to tell God? Say, each of us shall stand before God. Everyone shall stand before his creator. And he shall give account of yourself. See? You will give account of your life, how you live here on earth. Maybe you want to tell God that you build skyscraper in New York. You own skyscraper in Washington, D.C., in Lagos. You have scrapers, you have airplanes, and you bank account is filled with billions of dollars. That is what you want to go and tell God. God is not going to ask you, how much have you got? No. He's going to ask you, do you love your neighbor as yourself? Do you love people? Do you help people? Do you minister to people's needs? What did you do for mankind? Time is short. Only what you do for God shall remain. Only what you did, you will be remembered for what you did for the Lord. Look at the scripture. Talks about Dorcas in Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, verse 36 to 42. Acts of Apostles, chapter 9, verse 36 to 42, talks about Dorcas, a woman who loved God and loved God, who was always sewing clothes and giving to the naked people, homeless and poor, charity, was helping people. And when she died of family, God had to give her life back. See? Your good shall speak for you. The evil you are doing shall look for you and punish you. Oh, yes. The evil that men do shall live after them. But the good works you are doing on earth shall speak for you when the time comes. Chapter 9, verse 36 to 42. Dorcas, she was known for doing good, sewing clothes and gifts to the naked, the poor, charity, kindness, loving people, helping, ministering to the needs of people, just like Jesus did. And then she died, and God rescued her, and she came back to life. See, her good had paid for her. Her good has spoken life into her life. What have you done for God? What have you done for humanity? What have you done? All they are doing to amass wealth and amass selfishness and greed all over the world. It's about selfishness and greed. And that is what is killing them over there. And all of them are fighting and killing and shooting and destruction of life and property because they don't love. They have no love. Their hearts are filled with hatred and malice and murderers and confusion and trouble. And then they kill and destroy instead of loving. I pray God today that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart, that you will be a doer of the word of God, and not just a hearer alone, deceiving yourself. Look at Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, from verse 1 to the end, you see they are praising people who serve the Lord, you know, sacrificially. No? He mentioned a lot of people there who have been so good, especially even women. No? How they were so kind and loving and helping and supporting, ministering the needs of people. That's Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 16, verse 1 to the end. You read it and you see a good recommendation the Apostle Paul gave for people, Priscilla and her husband, and all of them who were so kind, and Mary and Martha, and several of them who were so kind and so helpful, ministering to people's needs. The Apostle Paul remembered them, and how would God not remember such people? All you do is to amass wealth. One man was telling people, he said, I want to be a richest man on earth. I want to be the richest man. I said, you are stupid. Shut up! After you become the richest man on earth, what are you going to do? All the homeless people and all the sick people in the hospital and all the people dying in the streets and hungry and poor, have you shown concern for them? Have you shown help? All you do is you want to be the richest man on earth. You can be the richest man on earth, but what have you done to humanity? What help have you ministered? Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Show kindness to people and help the poor and the needy and minister to them. All those words you are heaping in the bank, your bank is full, trillions of dollars and billions and millions, and hide them there, and nobody is using it for anything. And people are dying and suffering. People are sick. People are oppressed. People are homeless. And they are lying down helpless, and you didn't care. See, Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said, I will say to those people, wicked generation, I know you not. Go to hell fire that is prepared for you. There will be gnashing of teeth. For millions of years you will be there. And the worms dieth not because of your wickedness, kindness, no love. You just wicked all over the place. May God forgive you and have mercy upon you. May you cry unto God for salvation. May you seek the Almighty God. May you find him. May you have the love of Jesus in your heart. May you love like God loves, like Jesus loves. May you love your neighbor as yourself so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today, now is the hour of salvation for you to repent and turn from your wicked way so that God can heal your land. God is calling today, repentance, for people to change their hearts and change their minds and change their attitudes and change their way of living. Enough is enough. Judgment is coming. And the judgment has started. And those who will not live for God, they shall perish and go to hell's fire, the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone. And for millions and billions of years, they will be gnashing their teeth. You need to repent today and turn from your wicked ways. Think on Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal their land. God wants to heal. But have you turned from your wicked ways? How will God heal? God is not going to heal. Everywhere they are praying now. Yes, it's good to pray. Everybody is praying. But God said, if my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal their land. God wants to heal the land. But have you turned from your wicked ways? God wants you to turn from your wicked ways so that you can heal the land. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. Oh, yes. When you get to heaven's gate, no one is going to ask you how many cars you own. No one's going to ask you how many buildings you have. No one's going to ask you how much you have in your bank account. When you die, you are going to come before God. Of course, the scripture said it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, judgment. Which means that is the order. Oh, yes, the scripture made it clear that it is appointed unto man. And when the Bible says man, it means male and female. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. When you die, your body will be here on earth. It is dust. It's time. Now, your spirit, your soul, goes to heaven. Now, when you get to heaven's gate, now listen to this very carefully, because this is the point, and this is the truth, and this is the real message from heaven. When you come to heaven's gate, of course, you will remember these things when the time comes, because I'm talking from the Bible, what God has stated in the book of Revelation. When you come to the gates of heaven, no one is going to ask you, where is your car? No one is going to ask you, where is your bank account? No one is going to ask you, how many buildings did you build on earth? Nobody is going to ask you. Of course, read the book of Revelation. The scripture says, books shall be opened. Books, the book of God, shall be opened. And if your name is not written in the book of life, that's it. Your name is not found in the book of life, bye-bye. And according to the testimony, as soon as your name is not in the book of life, a wind will pick you from heaven's gate and throw you into the lake of fire. You can't even wrestle. Say, oh no, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. You can't even say that. One man said he will sneak into heaven. I said, you don't even know what that place looks like. There's heaven's gate, the golden gate. The book of Revelation speaks about the golden gate. We shall walk in the golden gate. We shall walk in the golden gate. We shall walk in the golden gate. Jesus, my Savior, and I will walk through the golden gate. I will walk through the golden gate. We shall walk through the golden gate. Jesus, my Savior, and I. There is a golden gate. The scripture described in the book of Revelation. What do we do at the gate? Who has to pass is going to pass. And who is not going to pass through that gate is going to go back. Yes. Even on earth, we have gates here. You don't just enter certain places. You don't just enter. And shall be open. And then the scripture says, each of us shall stand before God. Oh, yes, that's what Jesus said. Say, everyone shall stand before God, and you shall give account of your life. You shall render account. You will report yourself. And, of course, the books are there to testify of the life you live here on earth. And you can't even lie. Because your life will be played right there before you. And you will see your life, how you live here on earth, your greedy and selfish and fornication, adultery, and murderers and killers, and all the evil people on earth, selfish and greedy people, and all their prostitution and halotism and drunkenness and smokers and drunkards. And everyone shall stand before God, and you will give account of your life unto God. And God will be listening, and he will be looking. And then your name was not found in the book of life. Do you know what's going to be told? The angel will tell you, depart. That's the word. Depart. And of course, Jesus mentioned this in Matthew 25. Matthew's gospel is at 25. Jesus said, I will tell them, depart. I know you not. You know the word depart? At the airport, go to the airport. You will see departure hall. If you are departing, you just go through. And then the plane is waiting to take you away. You are departure. That's the departure hall. Depart. Jesus said, I will tell them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. I know you not, and I don't care. Get out of this place. I know you not. And immediately, a wind will pick you and throw you into the burning lake of fire. For millions of years, you are going to be there, gnashing of teeth, and the worms diet not. Go to the book of Revelation. For millions and millions and billions and millions and billions of years, you're going to be there. All liars and thieves and warmongers, fornicators and adulterers, all of them shall have themselves in the lake that burneth with brimstone. So I read Revelation in 2 verse 8. Read all these things there. In the word of, and of course, it's real. It's just going to come to pass. There's no other way. And when your name is found in the book of life, and you have lived for Jesus, that's why in John chapter 3, Jesus said, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. When Jesus was on earth, I read through the whole scripture so many times. I have never seen Jesus discussing church with anybody. Well, read the scripture. There is nowhere in the Bible where Jesus started asking, which church are you going? Is it Anglican or Baptist or assemblies of this or that? Or Jesus does not discuss church. You know why? Everybody visually goes to church. So that is not the topic. I'm not going to discuss that. The devil even goes to church. So who is going to ask you about church? Jesus said, are you born again, Nicodemus? I'm not asking you to tell me about church. Have you been born again? Except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Your life must be changed. If anyone be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That which is of the flesh is flesh. That which is of the Spirit has to be born again. Your life must be changed and transformed. Nicodemus, I'm not asking you what church you are going. That's not the issue. Everybody goes to church, so that's not the topic. The topic is, have you been born again? Let me tell you, except you are born again and filled with the Spirit of God, filled with Christ, Christ in you is the hope of glory, except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Which kingdom of God are you going to enter? You want to go there and be fighting? You want to go there and be stealing? You want to go there and do prostitution? You want to go there and be divorcing? There's no marriage in heaven. Oh, yes, read the Bible, read the book of Revelation. There's no marriage there. Because those are confusion. You come to heaven and begin to divorce and remarry, divorce, 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 and remarry. Is that what you want to go and do in heaven? Nobody is going to do those nonsense things there. No. So in heaven, there is no marriage. And of course, I like it like that. I'm sick and tired of divorces. Everywhere littered with divorce. And it is a habit, it is a hobby, they enjoy it. Marry this person, kick them, marry this one and marry that one. Marry everybody, marry goat, marry fowl, marry dog, marry goat, marry devil, marry demon, marry everything. That is what they want to do. And judgment day is coming. Bible say, I hate divorce. Read the scripture. God himself, he hates divorce. God himself hates it. And then you love it. You made it a habit. You made it a hobby. It is something you must do. You must marry men and divorce them. Have child with this one, divorce that one. Have another child with this one, divorce that one. Go to that place, marry somebody there, divorce. And then go to another place, marry again, and divorce again. The whole place littered with divorcee. Is that what you be in heaven? Go to the churches and see. The place is filled with single man, single woman. Single man, single woman. Single man, single woman. Single man, single woman. And what are you telling me? Is this Sodom and Gomorrah? Are we in Sodom and Gomorrah? What is all this? What is all this? Hell on earth. Hell on earth. And you think you are going free? No, you are not going free. And then the scripture says, all the adulterers and warmongers and fornicators and thieves and rogues, murderers and liars, they shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burned with brimstone. And for millions of years, they're going to be there. Keep covering up with church. No problem. When you meet me, tell me that you are a member of 100 churches. That's all right. Tell me all the churches you attend. Good. Don't be born again. Don't repent. Don't turn away from your evil way. Live like Satan. Behave like the devil. And then you will be sorry for yourself on the day of judgment. Carry church on the head and deceive yourself and deceive everybody. We shall know who is who when the day comes. All these ones they are doing, that's not it. Except the come, turn, and die, it abideth not. Your life is what Jesus is about. Jesus is not interested in how many churches you are a member of 100 churches. Don't you say it to Jesus Christ when you meet him. Jesus is not going to ask you how many churches you are attending on earth yet. No! Is your name written in the book of life? Are you living a holy life? Are you living for Jesus? That is the question. And while Jesus was on earth, he demonstrated it. He asked terrible questions. How is your life? He met the woman at the well. So you have married 4 times. And even this one you are marrying is still not going to stay because I know who you are. You are a dog. A dog likes to do anything with his body. Jesus said, I know who you are. The woman at the well of Samaria, you have married 4 times, and you are planning to leave this marriage now. You are trying to go to another one. You will still not be there. You will still live there and go to another one because you are a prostitute. You are a harlot. You are possessed with the spirit of Jezebel. Jezebel. And God is calling everyone to repent. Except you repent, you shall likewise perish and go to hellfire. This is the time for you to go on your knees and confess your sins to the Most High God. He that covereth his sins cannot prosper. But whosoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. You must confess your sins. And you must forsake evil ways so that you can have mercy. Now is the day of salvation. Wherever you are in any part of the world, I want you to go into prayers right now and ask Jesus to forgive you your sins and confess all your sins unto him. Let Christ dwell in you richly. Let the Spirit of God possess you. Be a doer of the word of God and not just a hearer alone. Open up your heart and let him come in. Says, I knock, knock, knock. If you will open, I will come in and sup with you. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now. Open up. Let him come in. There is no distance in prayer. This program reaches many nations all over the world. I get your emails, I get your phone calls, I get your messages and letters from all over the world. This broadcast goes to every nation of earth. And I know you are listening wherever you are right now. God is speaking to you to have the love of Christ in your heart. Say you shall love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit, so that you can have eternal life. I pray that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer, deceiving yourself. God is calling you today to come out of darkness and come into his marvelous light. God loves you, and he wants you to love everyone you meet every day so that you can have eternal life. Thank you all for listening. God bless you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will convince you and convince you right now that you return from your wicked ways and begin to live for Jesus and have eternal life. Yes, God is showing me people with sickness and disease in their chest area. They're having difficulty breathing. Wherever you are in any part of the world, put your right hand on your chest and receive the healing touch of Jesus right now. Receive the healing touch of Jesus. Be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. People suffering from coronavirus attacks, receive the healing touch of Jesus. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. May God cover you with the blood of Jesus. May you find rest in him, your Savior. May he protect you from evil. May this coronavirus not locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you leave this world, may heaven's gate be open for you, that you'll be told to proceed and not to depart in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people with your word today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's